Tablet of Destinies, Book 2 of the Celestial Triad, written by Tracy Harding and read by Benedict Hardy. What an excellent day for conversing with a celestial intelligence, Tori reflected as she waddled her way along the earthen track, her hands bracing her large swollen belly which was playing host to twins. She could barely contain her excitement as the place of the sacred crossing drew nearer. "Not so fast, Highness." Her sister-in-law, Candace, gently took hold of Tori's arm. "We shall be there soon enough," she advised in a questioning tone. "Are you really in such a hurry to sit and read?" Not wishing to arouse suspicion, Tori allowed her pace to slow. "I am so enjoying my time alone that I want to make the most of every second." Since Tori had fallen pregnant, her husband, Maelgwyn, had been excused from his public relations tour of the galaxy and had returned to his home planet of Kyla to assume the responsibilities of governorship from his wife so that she might enjoy her pregnancy for a change. And enjoying it she was. At first, Tori had been at a loss as to what to do with her free time. She had barely known a spare moment since meeting her husband some 90 years before, so it was difficult to remember how to relax. Having decided to find a nice spot in nature to sit and read for a spell every day, Tori discovered an amazing location only a short walk beyond Chaliada's city walls. This place was not only beautiful in a physical sense, it was a ley crossing that pulsated with the unmistakable energy of a sacred site, a gateway to realms otherworldly. In this instance, the energy crossing was not marked by a circle of stones or trees, but by a beautiful freshwater pool that was perfectly rounded in shape. This was no ordinary pool of water, however, for it played host to inhabitants more beautiful and mysterious than the Tylwyth Teg of Anwen. Unusually, this glen was situated between several peaks near a cliff that overlooked the beautiful green ocean. How the pool remained filled with fresh water despite the tides of the ocean beyond was a cosmic mystery within itself. Tori had secretly named this spot Deva Glen. "Will it be there?" she wondered, and the question so excited her that she again found herself pacing forward as fast as she could muster. "There are so many things I wish to ask it now that I have fathomed its existence.